I'm mad now. I am mad. This is the maddest y'all have seen me. Y'all are getting it today. When I'm giving you everything that you asked for 2 years, what's up? What's up?
And the one thing that really bothered me a lot, mm-hmm. and it kind of hurt me, uh-huh. was when Armand did do that.
What did he do when Nikki blocked him? He trashed Nikki. So is Tasha lying? He goes off into these tantrums. When he thinks or perceives rejection, he attacks the women.
It's a bunch of BS and it's a waste of time. Nicki Minaj is very much so pressed by Cardi B. She is.
Out of all the YouTube stuff, that hurt me.
Okay.
Because
you was genuinely.
I truly want to see him win.
The Buddy Twins and Tasha did a mukbang together. It's on the Buddy Twins channel.
Wine on gang gang.
Listen, shout out to all of the winos yes. in the house. Listen, head winos here, girl.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
I encourage you guys to go watch it, especially if you want to know more about Tasha outside of her gossip blog. It's entertaining. She gets into her personal life, talks about how her husband proposed.
We were married 4 months later. 4 months later, girl?
Wow. I had a man propose to me
you
after
did?
3 months, girl. I'm here, but where is he now? I broke up with him.
Okay, goodbye.
Goodbye, girl.
Talks about getting arrested at least twice.
And I got arrested. Mm-hmm. I went to jail a couple times in Cobb County.
And she mentions some bloggers and blogger beefs.
Funky Dineva, T.S. Madison, Storm,
Storm
and people. I love it. But I do stand by a lot of like content creators. I'm all for support. But there are some out there that try to pull you down because yeah. they're not up with you.
Uh-huh. Right.
Anyway, I'm going straight for the tea. I follow Tasha. I know a lot of the stories she told. So let's talk about what she said about Armand Wiggins.
Ciao.
There's a particular person mm-hmm. that I want you, well, I don't know if y'all can fix it, but y'all should fix it.
Ooh.
I'm not going to say his name, but you know who I'm
talking about. Oh, you said his?
It's a guy.
You talking about Jason Lee?
No, not Jason Lee.
Yeah, I know who he's talking
about. Armand Wiggins.
But listen, I never did anything to him though.
Okay.
He reached out to me, and I say this all the time because like so many people come to me and they're like, fix it.
Fix it? Nah. Some things, when you try to fix them, they only hurt you more and deeper. A lot has been said. This relationship, toxic.
Whatever I did, which I don't know what it was, particularly because before I knew it, he was already trashing me on a video.
What they've both clearly communicated is there was no particular falling out. It's just that he wanted her to do more for him, and she didn't have the time. She was not obligated.
I felt like, you know, I really helped to take his platform to another level. I gave him the same love I gave Storm. I remember he was probably on drunk on live saying, oh, well, she took my idea about the gunshots. And I'm like, and he does bombs. I was like, I just did gunshots for one video. I was just like, you know, Cat Williams sent shots and bow, bow, bow.
But they've been doing that from way back in the day.
Right.
I remember when Kevin Samuels had 90,000 subscribers, and I felt like Kevin Samuels was taking my freaking sound effects because I could see him on my analytics on the back end.
I just don't understand this level of thinking. If you were not the first to use gunshots, bombs, in any form of entertainment, it's not your idea. And even if it were, and as long as it's not illegal, it's fair game.
Mm-hmm. And so, like, my mind was elsewhere. I wasn't trying to build, like, a friendship. And so, maybe he thought we were friends, but I was just like, but I've never met you. Like, how could we be friends? Like, you call me, you ask me for help, and I help you. But I don't know what else you would would expect from me if I don't know you personally. And I'm kind of glad that I didn't get to know him personally because of the things he said about my family. Like, you know, he kind of, you know, said that started this rumor, had a transgender person come on the last time. Oh yeah, they met my husband and stuff and they had videos.
Do you guys remember in 2019, Aman did two videos, well, two lives with Trey, the transgender Tasha refers to.
Live tonight with Storm Monroe regarding this Tasha K versus Armand and myself.
Started this rumor, had a transgender person come on the last time. Oh yeah, they met my husband and stuff and they had videos. It was just a lot of mess.
Even the Tasha K haters did not believe a word of what was said. There were so many lies, it was pathetic. Aman Wiggins was enjoying it. Trey said Tasha K uses CPN numbers, Tasha K's husband sleeps with men, him, Trey being one of them, that Tasha K was about to lose her daughter to CPS. Tasha K sent goons for him. It was just ridiculous. And even people told Aman Wiggins, how can you believe this? This is horrible. He was enjoying it.
And the one thing that really bothered me a lot, mm-hmm. and it kind of hurt me, uh-huh. was when Armand did do that to me. Because I was just like, I really came into this genuine. I really, really... this mm-hmm. content hard uh-huh. and to see him blatantly like lie on me, it really hurt me. It really, I've never talked about that before.
Oh wow.
Yeah, because it's like I don't know, it's hard, like uh-huh. it's kind of hard, like, you know, I know where we, you know, I could never like ever be like that again, but it, mm-hmm. it hurt me. It really did. Out of all the YouTube stuff, that hurt me.
Okay.
Because
you was genuinely...
I truly want to see him win.
If you watched any of those lives, you'd come to the same conclusion Tasha came to, that Aman was involved from the get-go. It seems this was a script Aman wrote and Trey was the actor. And according to Tasha, he called to apologize and say, he made me do it.
But let me tell y'all something. It's a major black female YouTuber. That's all I'm
going to
say. That's all I can say.
It was just a lot of mess. And the transgender called me and apologized. I'm so sorry. He made me say this. It was just so much. And I'm like, why would he go to that extent to try to bring me down?
Tasha went off on Aman Wiggins when she got the opportunity to confront him on Millie's channel. Aman Wiggins cried. He could not defend himself. All he did was cry.
Throw back tea.
Here is what happened when Tasha confronted Aman on Millie Mob Radio's channel. Woo, enjoy.
Hey.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, I can't yell because I got the baby in my lap.
Okay, no problem.
I really want to lay into his eyes because I'm just over it. Like, but I'm going to continue to drag him because I've done nothing but help his fucking channel. And yet he has called me every fucking name in the book. Over a gunshot in a Dr. Stabie interview.
Let me try to articulate this.
I didn't even
this.
Know you.
Am I hearing that you
I've never
feel
met
hurt?
This man before in my life. We had phone calls. Yes, I talked to him about some of the stuff that me and Lovely T was going through. Uh-huh. Yes, I talked about that. But that was YouTuber shit, okay? What not to do, what to do. But you've been dragging me, dragging my family for 2 fucking years, all because I said we weren't friends.
So you're hurt because of the things that he said about you and your family?
Absolutely. I mean, he's out here spinning this narrative like he sat down and
okay,
had dinner
let's with go
us.
With
like
that. Let's go with that.
And
okay,
then for him
wait,
to call
wait.
My fucking daughter
we
a liar the other night on that call.
But wait,
why don't you
but this
call
is this is what's important. This
calls.
Is what's important. We have the issue at hand
him
coming
and I
from
had
you.
Several fucking calls. He recorded them
okay,
all.
But
drop
see,
them.
Look,
you
but
want
wait,
a certain
wait,
fucking
wait,
narrative
wait.
Out there about me, and you got it. You fucking got it.
Armand, what hurt you? What's your issue?
He ain't got no motherfucking hurt. He got a channel built.
Well, we can't take that away from him.
No,
I think
no.
Armand, what are you? No. What is? What's your issue?
I just kind of feel like she's not being all the way truthful.
Okay.
That's it.
So
the same shit you did to T.S. Madison. You getting your fucking feelings jumping to conclusions, then you start beef with people. That's what you do. That's what you did to me. We could have been far, you and I, right now. But instead, you cried like a fucking baby.
When
this
they
is
feel
so beneath
down.
Me. But
so
I listen.
Can we try
I'm
not
so
to
glad somebody is mediating this.
Cry like a baby?
Because he can't listen. All he can do is hang up the phone now. I'm not on your call. You can't hang up on me.
Like
yeah.
That.
Did I get a thank you, Tasha, for helping me? Did I get a thank you, Tasha, for shouting?
So you don't feel like there was gratitude.
Everything you asked me to do to help you with your channel, I genuinely did and didn't want no fucking money from you. Nothing. But when you started trashing my name out here,
so,
of course
Tasha,
I'm going to come up and fucking defend myself.
Okay, let me tell you what
myself.
I think.
Fuck that shit.
Is this a situation where
smoke,
you feel like
he got
you
it
really
now.
Tried
and
to
I
help
guarantee
somebody,
you, if I saw
like
his ass in a public place, he wouldn't keep that same motherfucking smoke. Because my husband would have it for his motherfucking ass. And that's facts.
No, see, we got to, no. That's the wrong direction.
No. That's what it is.
Your husband, excuse me, hold on.
He don't lie and say, I'll take your motherfucking man. Your man is motherfucking gay. Like, what kind of shit is that? All this over fucking helping your channel, you've done this over and over again. That's why I wanted you to drop the fucking phone call. Drop the phone call.
This could be so.
Now you
want to
get quiet. You've been talking shit for 2 motherfucking years. Now you want to get quiet. You've been talking shit on the phone privately for 2 years. You've been on your channel talking shit for 2 years. Talk your motherfucking shit. Now I'm here. I'm here.
But see, we could dead it though. This shit could be ended right now. Tasha and Armand, y'all could have gone either way. Say, look, I'm sorry that I hurt you. And I'm not going to say shit. That shit dead.
Yeah, you know, I'm going to be honest with you. It did fucking hurt. For him to reach out to me when
did,
I was in
Tasha.
Vegas. So I'm going through all that shit with fucking Lovely T and that Star Marie shit. I'm helping him with his fucking channel that he asked me to. I said, no problem. I fucking believe in you. Every time he trashed my fucking name on every channel, I still fucking uplifted him. But now he want to call peace because he's not eating meat in 2020. No, you asked for me for 2 years. This is your karma, bitch. This is your motherfucking karma. Everybody sees exactly how you feel about motherfuckers that fuck with you. You even do it to your own subscribers. They fucking give you money. They give you constructive criticism. You block their ass because you cannot handle the fucking truth. I'm mad now. I am mad. This is the maddest y'all have fucking seen me. Y'all are getting it today. When I'm giving you everything that you asked for 2 years. What's up? Because I guarantee you, if my husband saw your motherfucking ass, bitch, you wouldn't say shit. You would be motherfucking quiet right now because he would give you that fucking energy you gave me for 2 fucking years for helping your ass. You were the biggest fucking mistake. Yes, this shit is on motherfucking trend tomorrow. You've been asking to trend my name for 2 years. Bitch, it's on trend tonight. It's on motherfucking trend tonight. Fuck a motherfucking truth. I'm tired of this shit. Fucking YouTubers reaching out to me, asking me for motherfucking help, and this is what this motherfucker gonna do? Nah, Armand, I'm telling you. I swear to God.
And then Tasha K says to Armand Wiggins, I just want you to tell me one thing. What did I do to you? Just give me one thing, one reason, just one thing. Armand Wiggins did not have one thing. Not one.
I feel the hurt.
To him... to warrant being dragged for 2 years and I did nothing.
But babe, did you just hear what Armand said? That he was sorry?
No. What did I fuck up on? No, tell me. No, tell me. What did I fuck up on? What did I do?
Tasha, you've been talking in circles this whole time.
Okay. I just asked you a question. I'm talking in circles.
Tasha was asking, she's saying, what did she do? What are you citing that you feel like she did wrong? What are her faults?
Well, the first thing, she didn't genuinely apologize. She condescendingly apologized. She apologized to me by throwing a dig.
What did I do to help this relationship fall apart? That's what I'm asking. So I'm asking you, what did I do to you that I need to apologize for?
Well, you know what? Because here's the thing. You went on this tour... But I also told you this is one thing why I will always fuck with you, because you taught me one of the biggest lessons ever in this fucking, so I don't even, it's fucking.
You're still not answering the question. What did I
do? Give him a second.
You're about to get the realest answer out of me if you just shut up. I'm about to tell you. I respected the fuck out of you, and you know I did. But the thing, does it fuck me up that it has to be you that taught me the lesson? Yeah, it is. But that's why I'm able to move on. But the thing was, bitch, I really thought we was motherfucking friends. And you know that you told me you was. But then you went on YouTube and tried to make it seem like I was just this hurt little boy that you was never friends. And the minute that it was time for you to take some accountability and be you know what? I kind of did get that. You went, oh, this is just business. So
Tasha was hot and she jumped off the call.
I'm going to tend to my son now because he's about to wake up.
Bye.
It is ridiculous. But you brought this. You attracted this. The law of attraction is a big one. Yeah, you don't love nobody. Have a good day. Yeah. Hello?
I love you.
Yeah.
I love you.
Millie, listen, I'm going to tend to my son.
Y'all sound like a fucking y'all sound like a brother and sister.
He's so fucking insecure. He's so fucking insecure. He doesn't know. I'm telling you. That's why he came at me like that. Insecurity.
You didn't take my wall.
Millie, I'm out. I'm not hanging up on you, but Millie, I'm out, okay?
All right, baby. You didn't buy.
Okay.
All right, baby.
What are you talking? Oh my God, Armand. Did you ever ask me what camera to buy? Did you ever ask me?
You didn't make me, baby. I didn't make you, but I helped you.
I don't want to make somebody like you.
You didn't make me, bitch. I make my own money. I don't need you.
Make your money, Armand. Continue to make your money. You're extremely talented. I wish you the best. But bottom line, I don't fuck with you. Okay? Millie, I'm not hanging up, okay? I'm not helping nobody else on YouTube. This was a virus. This nigga is a virus. I swear to God. I swear that I cannot excuse. She is a fucking virus. But listen, Millie, I'm not hanging up on you, okay?
All right.
I just want to get off the call so I can tend to my son, okay?
You made that weak ass nigga over there. You made weak nigga. That's what you made. Okay. Don't come for me. Don't come for me, girl. You didn't make me.
Okay.
So I gotta go. I love you. You didn't make a motherfucking thing. I bought my camera. I learned how to do thumbnails.
Thank you.
This wasn't painting my wall for me. Okay. This is your mom Wiggins show on my own. I was monetized before I even met her. Let's not get it twisted.
Tasha K gets off the phone call and we're like, oops, there it is. But not too long. Settle down. Not too long. Tasha K wants to get back on the phone call. And suddenly we hear, hello? So Millie brings Tasha K back on the phone without Armand knowing. And I'm like, oh my God, brace for impact. Surprisingly.
I stepped away. I took a breather.
Okay.
I talked to my husband.
Okay.
I just had to get that out. I have never cussed him out before. I had to get that out. Okay. What happened is what happened. I'm putting my ego aside and my pride aside because, yes, I was hurt at how you treated me and how you dogged me out. But that's fine. It's the past. I accept your apology. This is really, 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 oof. Okay. I accept your apology. I accept your apology, and I apologize if I led you to believe that we were more than we were. I shouldn't have participated in the back and forth. So regardless of what you did, I'm putting all that shit aside, and I accept your apology, and I apologize.
Man, how you feel, Armand?
Gosh, we good, bitch. It's done. Thank you.
Please don't call me a bitch. I'm still sensitive right now. I'm still sensitive because you have called me a bitch in a negative way for 2 years. So I don't take that as a positive thing from you.
Move forward. This does not mean that I cannot do commentary, right?
I don't care what you do, Armand. I don't care what you do. Okay, I'm just telling you that I accept your apology.
But I will do it with a smarter. I'll be more respectful in the way I deliver. How about that?
I don't have a problem with people going in on me, but you crossed the line, Armand, and you just admitted that.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm just saying.
You heard that? He said he'll never do that again, Tasha.
Okay. I accept it.
About your husband.
Throwback tea.
Where do you see Tasha K in 5 years from now?
Yes.
Oh man, definitely on a comedy tour.
Oh.
Prepping that now.
They motherfucking hoes be really trying me, bitch. Y'all can't fuck with me. Just look at that ass. Look at that ass. You see this white bitch? This white is not so not. And you see this lady? I ain't even want to put it in because I'm trying to save it. That's why you see the lady. That's a trick to save your shit, okay? So it don't get old and everything like that. But y'all don't know. Y'all ain't ready. Y'all ain't motherfucking ready.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there you have it. It is what it is. I don't think Armand Wiggins will ever stop trashing Tasha K. I think he didn't get what he so desperately needed from her. But anyway, thank you so much for coming to our platform. Don't forget to subscribe, like. By the way, there's this new thing on YouTube called the thanks button. So if you guys just want to say thank you to a content creator, click on that. So like, say thank you, subscribe. Until next time. Bye for now.